All right, Mike, number three in a row didn't quite work out for you. Did you think you had anything for anybody today as far as the two leaders, or were they just long gone?
Well, early on, you know, we had speed in practice. We had speed in the time trials. And the heat race, the car was a little bit off in traffic. You know, last week in Canada, it was really, really good in traffic. You know, but the speeds are just so much higher here. The cars are aero sensitive. And then for the feature, we just kind of over adjusted on it. Just went a little bit too much. And, you know, it was really good the first couple laps of the run. And then, you know, it started to go away. And I knew if we had a couple yellows, I could get a couple guys one at a time. And then, you know, I knew if we got strung out, I might be able to pick one or two off at a time. But I knew to drive to the front, we, you know, 15, 20 laps in, I knew, you know, we probably didn't have anything to drive to the front.
Next week, back to New England again. What do you think your chances are there?
Yeah, we're going back home to Star, and you know, like I said, the last 2 weeks the car's been great. Tonight was kind of just you know, self-inflicted. I think the car was just as good tonight as it was the last few weeks. You know, in the heat race and the practices and stuff, it just you know. But to go back home, a place that we know, we got a lot of laps at. Clyde's had a lot of success there. I'm looking forward to it.
Finally, who do you have to thank for your top five run tonight?
Oh, I just, you know, I got to thank Clyde and my dad and all the guys, JRI Shocks, Marolo Racing Engines, Hoosier Tire, just, you know, everybody that sticks it out with us. JRI provides us with very good shocks, really good suspension package, and Mike and Mickey Marolo are second to none on the engines, just the power that they make, and, you know, they're here for us whenever we need them. So, you know, if it wasn't for those guys, we couldn't do it.